Joseph as a carpenter. The Gospels describe Joseph as a tecton. Tecton has been traditionally translated into English as carpenter, but is a rather general word from the same root that gives us technical and technology. That would cover makers of objects in various materials. The Greek term evokes an artisan with wood in general, or an artisan in iron or stone. But the specific association with woodworking is a constant in early Christian tradition. Justin Martyr, died round about 165 AD, wrote that Jesus made yokes and ploughs, and there are similar early references. John Dominic Crossan puts tecton into a historical context more resembling an itinerant worker than an established artisan, emphasising his marginality in a population in which a landowning peasant could become quite prosperous. Other scholars have argued that tecton could equally mean a highly skilled craftsman in wood or the more prestigious metal, perhaps running a workshop with several employees, and noted sources record the shortage of skilled artisans at the time. Jeza Vermes has stated that the terms carpenter and son of a carpenter are used in the Jewish Talmud to signify a very learned man, and he suggests that a description of Joseph as Nagar, a carpenter, could indicate that he was considered wise and highly literate in the Torah.